Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello. Hello. Welcome to episode 35 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my cohort, my good buddy making funny faces to me, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How's it going today, buddy?
It's going really well. Hey,
it's a pretty great day here.
Where are you? Oh, so you're in Jackson?
Jackson, yeah. Have you heard of it?
When did you move to Jackson, Mississippi?
I think there's a Jackson in like almost every state.
Except I don't think there's one in California.
I bet there is.
I'm going to look. You know what? You vamp for the audience.
You do so much live Googling on the show. On your other show, too. You ever notice that?
I do some.
Sometimes I'm like, man.
Oh, there is a Jackson, California. You're right.
Yeah. Every state, man, has a Jackson. It's ridiculous. But there's only one Jackson that matters.
That's not what. See, where is the one in Jackson? I'm just looking to see where it is. Oh, it's like up. It's east of San Francisco. Okay, I did not know that. Never heard of it. Francisco. See, I'm curious to know how far it is from San Francisco. Just so people know, I want to educate our audience. It is 133 miles due east. Well, northeast of San Francisco. So there you go. 2-hour drive.
What do you know about that?
Hey, ain't
that
crazy? Nothing. I know nothing about. Okay, so moving on from Jackson. I'm in Cary, North Carolina. You're in Jackson. This is the show. And hey, for those listening, Happy New Year. We are, full disclosure, we're recording this before New Year. It's like a couple days before Christmas, 2017. But this is the New Year's episode. This comes out, I think, on January the 3rd. So Happy New Year. Woohoo!
Oh, boy.
Yay. I don't have any.
2018, welcome.
Welcome. So okay.
We're excited to meet you.
Yes, that's going to be a great year. We're making the year great again.
Oh, brother.
Oh, sorry. I was supposed to take a reprieve, right?
Yeah, please. It's about time. New jokes.
Okay.
That's the resolution.
I'll make new jokes all year. I almost had you there on that one, too.
Yeah.
All right. So what's new? What's happening in the last couple weeks since we've had an update here, I guess? Or the week since we've done a show. Yeah. It's weird. It's kind of a weird way to do this. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. The holiday season is always really busy.
Yeah.
And for us, there's just so much going on. Family stuff and work stuff and just trying to cram before we all take a little break. I've been spending a lot of work time writing some lengthy blog posts because we're doing a big content marketing push in the new year, really trying to step that up, that part of our business. So I've been writing some long blog posts. They are just turning into length. I'm not good at concise blog posts.
No.
If I get a topic design, I'm just like...
10,000 words later, it's like, yeah. Wow, you still haven't gotten to the thesis statement yet.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. I don't know. I'm working on it. Maybe with more practice in 2018, I'll get better.
Right on.
And listening to some Janelle Reichman on Spotify.
Ooh.
I'm really getting into it.
Nice. Yeah. I like her music. I've listened to it. Actually, she's awesome. She's really super
talented.
She's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good. And, you know, the other day I just watched the recording of her WordPress, her talk at WordCamp Ann Arbor this year, which, you know, as the organizer of the conference, I didn't have an opportunity to sit on many sessions at all. And Janelle gave a talk titled Jazz and WordPress.
Right.
It was a lightning talk.
Yeah.
And I watched the recording of it and I loved it. Yeah. It was fantastic. A really, really good talk. It's going to go up on WordPress TV soon. So when it's there, I recommend looking at it.
How could you not pick a talk that had jazz in it when all the core releases have code names of jazz? You know, obviously you just add the word jazz to any talk title, you're going to get a spot on that stage. That's right?
Right. I don't know. Maybe we can work it into a WP battle someday.
Ooh, some jazz. Ooh, some spoken word, slow jamming jazz something. I don't know.
We'll figure that out. Yeah, stay tuned.
Yes. Cool.
Well, what's up with you?
I'm just working more and more. I'm actually, you know, like we said, next week is Christmas, and I'm actually trying to, like, I've set the precedent with clients. I mean, clients are going to be on the taking time off as well, but I've been booking work. I landed two new clients this week, one full-blown maintenance client for concierge, and one new brand new site, which I just invoiced the deposit. So, but that needs to happen like that site build will happen in January. January, February looking really, really good for concierge, for business perspective wise. So, and
sweet.
It is. It's just, it's kind of blowing me away. So I'm just trying to maintain all that, all those expectations and stay on top of things. So my kids get off school early today and then they're off all next week. And yeah, it's just crazy. I don't get paid time off, if you know what I mean, right? I don't have vacation.
Yeah, I don't have vacation. I lived that life for a long time.
Right. So I'm trying to balance that and make sure rent's covered and bills are covered and, you know, but still keep things going. So yeah. And then my guys that are doing some work for me right now, I have three different people working on some projects for me. They're probably taking next week off. So just making sure that we're get as much done as we can this week is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more day. Yeah. And then, you know, and the S hits the fan.
Oh boy.
The silver hits the fan, is what I'm saying.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, what's happening in the news, buddy?
So we have a couple things there. A couple things you put in there and I put in one. Start with, human-made white paper. So I guess starting with blocks, there's a long PDF. We'll link to it in the show notes, of course. Actually, I already have. It's called Starting with Blocks, Reimagining WordPress with Gutenberg. It was written by HumanMade. They are an agency. Was it any one person got credit for the writing, or was it just out of the company? I think it's just out of company. It's
right. It was a collaborative effort.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
It's a 40-page document, pretty in depth. So take a look at that when you have a chance. And I think you had some comments on this.
Yeah, I mean it's super cool. HumanMade does just awesome stuff. We seem to talk about them in the news like all the time.
Yeah.
I mean they hire cool people over time, and they do some neat stuff. And this was like, I don't know, a Christmas gift to like the rest of us, so that we can, you know, have a resource for answering questions or educating people who are concerned about the coming change in WordPress. It's very thorough. I like the fact that it's very positive. It's comprehensive. It doesn't emphasize any controversy or drama or skepticism, though it acknowledges bumps in the road and challenges, doesn't dwell on the negativity, but focuses on the fact that this is coming, it is for the better, there is time to prepare, and there's a lot to be excited about, really. I think a lot of the fact that a lot of the cool stuff that's coming in Gutenberg gets downplayed, and we're not acknowledging it quite enough, but there's things to get really excited about there. So it's very thorough. It's something to maybe share with clients, share with meetup groups, and whoever you're involved with to educate them.
Yeah, totally. Do you have anything else you want to say on that note?
Yeah, got a little something that I wanted to share here.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's talk about Gutenberg, shall we? Gutenberg, have you heard? It's really on its way. Iterating rapidly, it gets better every day. Gutenberg, that's the word we hear everyone say. Block-based content editing will soon be here to stay. Progress might seem slow, but longtime users know, despite what critics say, the core team finds a way. Much better editing will soon become a thing. A much improved experience is what this change will bring. Old Mullenberg says Gutenberg will be merged before May. And in case you haven't caught on yet, Matt always gets his way.
Wow, that's that was touching. I've been touched by an angel named Kyle.
Oh, jeez,
yeah, that was awesome.
Well, that
was,
yeah, that's just some thoughts to share.
That was live. That was a live recording, not pre-recorded and then inserted. That was live. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't like doing live things very much on the program. But there we go. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you.
To all a Gutenberg night.
Nice.
Let's move on.
Okay. Also in the news, you want to talk about the other one, the second one there?
Well, there's just a cool blog post that I read from Aaron Jorban, who works in like the D.C. area at a company called Spider. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he's been a longtime contributor to WordPress. Pretty cool guy. Lots of public speaking and important talks around contributing to WordPress, getting involved, core development. He's somebody that I consider to be I don't know, an inspiration in WordPress. I look up to him a lot. Aaron wrote a blog post about how he's scaling back his public speaking in 2018. In fact, it's titled A Sabbatical from Speaking in 2018. And when I saw that title, I was like, huh? What's this about? Stepping back. I mean, Aaron's talks are always great. They're always innovative. They're always compelling. He has great stories about contributing in the past and mistakes that were made and lessons learned. I always love his sessions. But he's taking a sabbatical, and the reasons that he cite I thought were fascinating and worthy of consideration. One, he cited the fact that a lot of time gets invested into his presentations. So when he puts together all those talks, man, like a lot of effort, a lot of energy and time is put into those. And he's raising the question for his own purposes, is that time truly well spent? Because it could be spent elsewhere on his work or on other endeavors. And that's a legitimate question that people like yourself and I, Adam, should ask ourselves. You know, we love public speaking. We present at meetups and WordCamps and other events all the time. You know, sometimes we should ask the question of ourselves, are we spending our time wisely by not working on our daily work, our side projects, spending time with our family?
I agree with you, but at the same token, I think there's an option here. It's not a question, it's just an option. You could just still speak, but just not prepare. Don't put in the 100 hours that he does.
That would be your advice, of course. You can count on Adam for that counsel.
No, I understand. I mean, I think, you know, he's taking a sabbatical. He also wants to open up the stage for other people to speak as well. Yeah, you know,
that was true. That was another good point. Both you and I are in the same position. We don't contribute anything to diversity on the stage. There's a lot of people out there, women and minorities, who look at the speakers, the lineup, the people up on stage, and they don't see anybody like them.
But as past lead organizers for WordCamps, you and I both know it's not that easy. It's not a simple thing. It's like, okay, if we don't speak, then we'll get speakers who aren't white male, for that matter. It's just a matter of, you know, we're looking for diversity, that we're looking for a mix of race and gender and identifications and whatnot, because not everyone has the desire to be a speaker. You know, they just don't feel like that's them. So you can't just say, I mean, this is kind of an argumentative point per se, but I just think, you know, being as a past lead, we look at that list and we try to get the diversity. You can't force it.
No. Aaron's point is still valid in acknowledging that people like Aaron and ourselves, we don't contribute in any way to the diversity up on stage. We are always in the majority. And anything that we can do, Aaron says that he's going to spend more time mentoring and encouraging and coaching other people who maybe don't feel like the stage is the place for them. Trying to encourage others in that way is something we can all do.
It's interesting, you know, and looking back at this year, I spoke at less camps, someone out of choice, a few out of not of choice, cracked rib, you know, stuff like that. So I see the point. I see why he's doing it, and I applaud him for it. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
What else is in the news?
Lastly, this just came out yesterday, actually, the day before recording this. My buddy Brandon Yanofsky, who used to run WP Radius, a maintenance-based service provider, was acquired by WP Sitecare. Brandon he was just moving on in the world, moving into more development stuff, and actually took a job with a big, huge company based in Seattle. he's doing more development back-end stuff, so he was got acquired, his client base got acquired, which is awesome for everybody, you know, for a good company, WP Sitecare. Brandon was a great guy, you know, set up a great shop, and congrats to both.
That's pretty neat.
It is, yeah. People on the Move, aka Changes, now that you're over the Andy information from last week.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I didn't like getting surprised on our show.
Right.
I didn't know. Yeah. But I talked to Andy immediately after this show about
it. So this week is people you didn't know who work at Human Made. I didn't know this.
Yeah. I didn't realize this until yesterday.
Because I asked you about
that Mike Little works at Human Made?
I had no idea.
I didn't even know that either. I must have missed that.
Yeah.
I guess it's not shocking.
Who's Mike Little? I mean, I know who he is, but for the audience who may not know who he is, who is he?
Mike Little is one of the co-founders of the WordPress project.
What?
Yeah. Along with Matt Mullenweg, Mike helped fork the B2 CafeLog code base in 2003.
Yeah.
And built up that project. And he's been involved in WordPress ever since, doing independent stuff. And this year joined the amazing team of elite superstars over at Human Made, which is a UK-based company, and that's where Mike lives. So not surprising that they were connected, and he cited a desire for opportunities to work on some of the cool big projects that working with an agency like that allows.
Right. Cool.
Not really. I mean, it was earlier this year, not a recent change. But just like
news to us.
When you scroll the people who work at Human Made, it's like, oh my gosh, they've got everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. All the cool people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just still in negotiation. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Hey, Kyle, what you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading? If you know how to read.
Right now, I am wearing a Mojo Marketplace hoodie. And under that, I've got a Wordcamp Milwaukee 2015 volunteer t-shirt. Every time I wear this shirt, I'm reminded that I volunteered at plenty of WordCamps. But the only time I've ever gotten a volunteer shirt was the one time I had car trouble, which resulted in me missing my spot for volunteering. So I showed up. I didn't even end up volunteering. I just missed it. I had to text the organizer and they filled in my spot. And I got a volunteer t-shirt anyways and did nothing for it. Pretty goofy.
Cool.
Anyway.
What do you drink?
Yeah, I just finished a cup of coffee.
Okay. Nice. Good coffee? Was it like anything special? Like from Costa Rica or is that stuff?
It was actually, it was a pretty special blend that my wife picked up. Have you ever heard of Maxwell House?
No, I haven't.
Should give it a try sometime. Yeah.
Where does he live? Awesome. Where's his house?
I don't know. It's a legend, I think, but that's all I know.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm just not that you're asking, but I'm wearing a Boston t-shirt. Not like the Boston, the band, or not WordCamp Boston, but just the shirt Boston that my wife got for all of us because she's based there. You know, basic block letters. And I have an iThemes hoodie on. And I'm finishing a second cup of coffee myself. It's just really bad coffee. I think I need to step it up. I mean, it's probably worse than yours. It's the Dollar Tree Kerrug cup coffee. So four for a buck. Yeah, it's time. Okay. It's time that I upgrade my coffee. I if anyone has suggestions, let me know because it's time. This is ridiculous.
My coworkers swear by Mistobox.com, a subscription service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's Mistobox.com, and you can select your preferences, like the type of coffee, the type of blend. I mean, the type of roast, and they can send you on a recurring basis like new varieties that match your preferences. You pay like a kind of like a flat recurring fee.
You said fat. You were to say a fat fee.
Yeah.
Some of us don't bring in the recurring income like an EDD shop.
It isn't the cheap stuff, but they are coffee enthusiasts. They know good coffee, and they swear by it.
Yeah,
they're introduced routinely to interesting new things.
I'm actually looking at their website right now. Oh, they have Ethiopian Coke, K-O-K-E. I'm looking at the website right now because, again, we're doing live research for you. I'm going to say if I want like a dark, oh, nice. How much is this? Oh, $20 for a bag. Okay, not too bad.
It's 2 ounces. There's a lot of variations, but it's pretty easy to check a few boxes and make your selections and, sign up for something where it gets delivered to your house on a routine basis and you're hooked up.
I'll check that out. Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes. Yeah, we're not connected to them in any situation at the moment. So just so you know, we're sharing information. That's what we're here to do.
We share because we care.
Cool. Hey, Kyle, based on that information, guess what time it is?
Is it question time?
It's actually not. Should I even play the music?
Should play the music.
Let's do this. Okay.
It's predictions time.
It's predictions time. That's right, people. I'm going to end it there. I'm just going to fade it out right there because it's actually not questions time. This year, this episode, is our annual predictions episode where we review our predictions from last year, or actually this year, last year, whatever, 20. I'm so confused. And we're going to give our predictions for 2018. So are you ready?
Start by talking about 2017.
Okay.
In episode 6 of the Get Options podcast, we shook the industry with our bold predictions about how things would unfold in 2017.
Right. So how do you want to do that?
We both went back and looked at some of the predictions that we made picked a few of them. Let's take turns. I'll go with one of my predictions. My first was that.
Wait, hold up. Go ahead.
Let's go back in time.
Okay.
All right, my first prediction is that 7 people we both know and think are happy will surprise us and change jobs in 2017.
Okay.
Right.
My first prediction for 2017, I think we should do is go through these. This is so bizarre.
This is so stupid.
Moving on. Okay, so predictions. So you said 7 people. We're not going to do the whole HARP thing. That's over. We're already past that now.
All right.
So we're in the current day. So you thought 7 people would change.
Yeah.
And how did you do on that one?
I was way low. so many people changed jobs that we ended up introducing a segment in every episode of our show just talking about people
on the move.
This was early in our show when we started to talk about moves. But I mean, people like Brad Parbs, Mike Little, Cadam White, Joe McGill, Barbara Marcantonio. And those are just some of the people hired by Human Made alone.
there's also Kyle Maurer.
Me.
That's right.
Which I didn't even know at the time we made these predictions.
Right.
Triple J and like so many other people found new roles. So I was super low with number 7.
Okay. So
I'm going to give myself 4 out of 5.
Okay. All right. what? So, all right. One of my predictions was Adam would go to every work camp in California. And I was I was wrong. There's not that
you
many.
You went to like 2 out of 3?
I went
2 out of 4?
2 out of 5, actually.
Oh, wow.
One was brand new. Pathetic. It came up. It really is, right? So I was supposed to go to L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and Sacramento. I went to L.A. and San Diego because Orange County, I had a cracked rib. And Sacramento, I moved here, as far as moved across the country. So I couldn't make that last thing. And then Riverside was a brand new camp that was not on the calendar. So that doesn't really count, I don't think. So yeah, I'm giving myself a 1.5 on that.
Okay, great. My second prediction was stupid about that there would be 2 new WordPress relationships and 1 less. And without naming names, I know I got it backwards. I am aware of 1 new and 2 less.
I'm so confused what you mean by these relationships.
Like relationships that ended or started
within like WordPress.org camp or people, like personal relationships.
Yeah. No, like
couples.
Yeah. Like couples that we know.
So you said what was your prediction?
I predicted 2 new and 1 less, and I know of 1 new and 2 less.
I know 1 less. I don't know of the, I don't, I know one, I know one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like these kind of predictions anymore. That's too gossipy and silly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
that was stupid.
My second one was WordPress, the WP battle. We would have round 4, maybe round 5. So we had no more battles.
Oh, lame. No battles.
We did get options. The closest thing we did was at WordCamp NEO.
Yeah, Kent, 2017. Kent, we did a live recording of the Get Options podcast. Right. So we did something together on stage. We had another one scheduled that we didn't end up getting to do.
Right.
But we couldn't pull off a battle.
So I'm giving myself a 0.5 for that. So we were on stage together once, but it wasn't a battle.
Yeah. Okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
My third prediction was that there would be 2 major releases of WordPress, and both of them would come in Q4 of 2017. I was not entirely correct. We did have 2 major releases this year, which is pretty good for me, because historically there have been 3 every year. But one of those major releases came in June, so the end of Q2, basically.
So you get one. What were these points? Would they count for anything this year?
No, yeah,
for 2017, I don't think so. Maybe 2018, we'll figure out a point system.
All right.
Okay.
What was your third prediction?
I only have 4 total, but my third prediction was someone will be upset by automatic decision. I nailed this.
No.
I nailed this.
That happened before we even finished recording that episode.
upset. So on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm giving myself a 5. I think these are all 1 to 5s.
So okay. So that's the trick. I need to just go with safer predictions.
Well, you never know. I mean, someone will be upset. I think that's, I mean, I had to give, it's a gimme, but you know what? It's like miniature golf. It's the gimme.
Oh, geez. Okay. My fourth prediction was that two prominent companies, which we both know of, will cease operations. Mm. Now there's a couple that I came up with. We could say the Taylor Page Builder maybe sort of counts. It's a product that was sold and then retired. I don't know if I really count that. WiredTree Hosting was acquired by Liquid Web this year, early this year, and now doesn't operate as under that brand anymore. Mm. It's just Liquid Web. So you could say WiredTree no longer is in operation. And sort of WP Curve was acquired by GoDaddy. And now that
that was this year, yeah.
Yeah, the sign up for that brand now goes to a GoDaddy page. So
But finally, it took a while. It took about 6 extra months before it actually became a live GoDaddy sign up page, because I checked. I was curious. And it was still just back at WP Curve, and there was no new accounts being available, that kind of thing. So it took a while. So yeah, that is an acquisition, sure.
I guess you could count. Well, no, I don't know. There are other brands that I can't think of. Yeah. The funny thing about this prediction episode is we need to make predictions that are easier to check.
Yeah.
Without hours of research. because there were others. I just can't remember them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Maybe the Apply Filters podcast.
Ooh. That's a brand that shut down.
Yeah. It is a brand that shut down.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll give you like a half a point for that. I don't know. I'm not sure how you're scaling yours.
3/4 of a point at least. Okay. All right, move on.
My fourth and final was that with my ability to fly for free as my wife became a flight attendant, I will surprise someone in the WordPress community by showing up over at a meetup or a WordCamp. And I'm going for 100% there. I got you 2 times.
Yeah, you did. You did. I didn't see it coming.
I got you at Boston and Ann Arbor.
Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good. You did a decent job. And like now my radar is like really, really on. You're going to have a hard time surprising me again in the future.
Yeah. So my score for me, my personal little score, let's say I had 4 things, each was worth 5 points. I have 10, 11, 12 points total. That's pretty sad.
Okay. That's funny because I have 13 by my math.
Okay. So 10, 11, yeah, 12. Nice. So you beat me. So I see what you did there. If I would have said 14, you would have been what? 15. Of course.
Well, I mean, that's
because you're 9.
Yeah, we just have different ways of calculating
our
numbers.
But, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So this year for 2018, what are your predictions? And this year, so for the audience knows, to make sure we're clear for our good friend, you know, who's out there listening, Sarah. This year we're doing categories. The categories are personal, WordPress the software, WordPress the community, and predictions about each other. So I have I have a handful, 3 or 4 in each one of these. Actually, 2.
Yeah, I've got a few in each as well.
I've a few. Okay, so you want to start with personal? We'll go that in that order. Start with the personal ones.
Okay, sure.
So you go first with your first personal.
I predict that I'm going to hit between 8 and 10 events this year.
Oh wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I have 4 here. So my first one for personal is I'll be attending at least 5 work camps that I've never been to before.
Whoa. Never been to before. 5. That's crazy.
Not really, if you think about it.
I guess. I mean, there's a higher density of WordCamps on the East Coast than there are in the West.
There's 3 in my state that I can drive to.
So. 3? You're in, like, that's so crazy that California, by a landslide, the most populated state in the country, has 5 WordCamps. And then a little North Carolina has 3.
Right. So, yeah, we have Raleigh.
Michigan will have 4.
We have Raleigh, Wilmington, and Asheville, if Asheville happens. But, yeah, so I'm going to go to 5, at least 5, that I've never been to before. That's the key. Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. What's your second one for personal?
I will surprise you one time.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Radar.
Somehow.
There's my radar.
I'm not saying how. 2018.
In person? Like, you surprise me in person?
Somehow I'm going to catch you off guard and you will be surprised. There you go.
Okay, that's just very vague, but that's not like in person. That's like, okay, you know, it's like, it's okay. All right.
I'm not going to give you any hints.
My second one for personal is I will still be running my own shop as a, quote, solopreneur with at least one new podcast launched and, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. With one new podcast launching next year. Like, not a new episode, but actually a brand new show.
Okay. Okay. That's good. I predict that I'm going to find a sponsor for this show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not something that I've spent a lot of time on, as is apparent, since we don't have a sponsor for this show. But you know what? We've been doing this for a year. It's about time.
It is.
I'm gonna start making that happen.
Right.
I predict that 2018, I'm going to get one.
And if you're interested in sponsoring, let Kyle know. Help him.
Yeah.
Help him score points.
Yeah. Let's talk.
All right. I'm going to go with this one. These are on the personal level, not even connected to WordPress at all. That my son, one of my sons, my middle son, I'll just do it that way. He listens to the show, but I want him to hear this. That he will have a new best friend in North Carolina in 2018.
Oh, I hope that's true.
Me too. He's had a rough time of it the past 4 months as of the recording of the show, and I just want the best for him. So he will make a new best friend in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope I'm right. That'd be really bad to be wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any other personal predictions.
Oh, I have one more, and I will celebrate my 20th wedding anniversary on an island.
Whoa.
Yeah.
An island. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this a surprise? Does Ellen listen to the show?
She doesn't listen to the show.
You just need to make sure that none of our listeners accidentally spill the beans.
No, it's not a surprise. I mean, she's gonna have to book the flights. We fly for free through her.
Oh, good point. All right, so let's talk about our predictions for each other.
Oh, you want to jump down to that way first? Okay.
Yeah, I predict that in 2018. You will launch one new venture.
Only one?
Well, you might start working on six more, but okay. In 2018.
So does that venture count as a podcast? Because then
it could be a podcast. It could be something outside of your industry. Just some new venture that takes more of your time and divides you up. 65 ways,
okay,
instead of the 64 ways you're divided now.
Okay. All right. So I have for each other, the one for you is I will get you at least surprise you one more time.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh,
unlikely.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's coming.
Unlikely.
Okay.
I predict that three companies will reach out directly to you and try to hire you as an employee.
Ooh. Three.
This has happened a little bit. You've been in talks with a few companies who said, "Hey, Adam, we want, you know, would you consider coming to work for us?" You've had a few of those in the past, and mostly you've just like slammed the door in their face.
I'm flattered. I really am when it happens. It's just it needs to be the right fit and the right timing and travel. All those things have to, you know, line up, right?
Three more companies, 2018, we'll start that conversation with you.
Okay. All right. I'm more than willing to hear the conversation. And I have one more for you is you will keynote a WordCamp.
Whoa. Yeah. Now that is not likely to happen.
You never know. It could. I might do WordCamp carry and just be a one day, one track, and you'll be my keynote. See? Surprise. Gotcha. Two for one.
Well, I accept.
So we'll see. All right.
Fun.
Anything else in the each other's or no?
No.
Okay. You want to do a software? Let's do software or community first.
Let's do software.
Okay. I'm gonna go first on this one. I'll go.
Go ahead.
We'll see two, maybe three releases. Version five.
Two, maybe three.
Five. 5.1.
Pick a number.
5.2.
Pick a number.
I'm gonna say two. Five,
okay.
And 5.1.
All right. That's a good prediction. I like it. I predict that Gutenberg will be the WordPress Y2K. There will be fear and trepidation, which ultimately proved to be unfounded. People will keep predicting WordPress forks and a mass exodus, but it will absolutely not happen. There will be minor issues for all the many themes and plugins, which, despite plenty of warning, do a poor job of updating for compatibility. But all the important large-scale players will be ready. Mm. It's going to be fine, and we'll get through this.
Okay. Slightly vague, but I see what you did there. I'm kidding.
I also predict there will be a ton of those, like, super annoying people whining about it and sticking with the classic mode because they like it better. Yeah. These people drive me crazy. The ones who still don't use the customizer, even though it's pretty awesome. The same people who still like write checks and go on about how any Star Wars movie made while I've been alive sucks and can never be as good as originals. These people are just obnoxious.
Just for the record, he's not talking about me because I'm not that big of a Star Wars fan, FYI. I'm the right age to say that, but I'm not the Star Wars fan of some.
Do you still write checks?
I write one a month.
One a month.
Well, rent because I don't have a Wells Fargo account, but I think I can use Zelle now. Zelle. I'm going to try to convince our owner, property manager, whatever his name is, if I can do a transfer that way. It'd be so much faster. Yeah, I'd write one. Well, it's not true. I'd write one check a month for rent. School stuff, sometimes you have to write checks because they are so behind the ball on accepting online payments. So, yeah.
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 Sure. Anyway, I think there's going to be people who are a little bit annoying with their whole like, I just like the classic mode legacy better and stupid Gutenberg and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And that's just going
to
be dumb.
See, I think that's where more community based, but okay, because I have something close to that. But so my last one here for the WordPress, the software is the kitchen sink tooltip Easter egg will be brought back to core. People don't know what it is. So look it up. Go back in history and look it up, because I've made some calls. I've talked to some people who have the pull here, who realized recently the connection between my brand of Kitchen Sink WP and where I came up with the name. And they're like, oh, they realize it, and they have some pull in the community that may come back.
Wow.
We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm in talks.
It's possible. It's possible.
You never know. There is a plugin out there. Actually, it's not to get. My buddy Jamie wrote a plugin as a gift to me 2 years ago. Just to bring that back. It's gonna
bring back the kitchen sink. Yeah. That's cute. Yeah. That's cute. Now maybe you'll get your first props.
Well, now it just says more. The problem is because it's part of Tiny MCE. So could it be brought back as far as in Gutenberg? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. All right. So, any more for the software for you or no?
No.
Okay, WordPress, the community. You want to go or you want me to go?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's similar to what you said earlier. I say there will be an attempt to fork the project. It will be tried, but not pan out in its attempt.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, I can see that. It's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are people running forks of WordPress.
Yeah.
But based
on the Gutenberg, drama. I think I'm actually thinking about picking up, starting hashtag Gutenberg drama instead of WP drama. No, I'm not.
Oh boy.
What do you got?
One hosting company we know of will be acquired.
Oh. Okay. I have two, maybe three. I guess I have to pick one, don't I? I'll pick one. I'll say two big names will leave the WordPress space altogether.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That has happened in the past. When I look back on all the people that I've interviewed on my other show, the WP Roundtable, I've had over 150 episodes, all with unique guests. And I believe there are two guests on that list in the past like 3.5 years who are no longer doing anything with WordPress. Yeah. So I could see.
Yeah, it happens.
I could absolutely see that happening.
Okay. I have two more. What else you got?
One agency we both know of will merge with another or be acquired.
Okay. Close. I have I'll skip to my last one. This one, I'll reverse the numbers here. So similar concept. There will be closing of a theme shop.
Oh.
We had one today. And we would have that today. We had one this year. We'll see another closing of a theme shop.
Closing of a theme shop.
Yeah.
I can't remember who closed this year.
With the one that made, they shut down because of Gutenberg. We just talked about it.
Oh, that was the Page Builder.
Page Builder. Well, the same six and a half dozen.
Sure. I guess for that matter, this year WooThemes shut down a lot of different theme related things.
Right. True.
Deprecated like some of the old, like Canvas now can't be purchased anymore, which was, Canvas was a big deal for me.
Right. Because now it's using storefront, right?
Yeah. It's crazy to see those come and go.
What's your last one? Or do you have one more for WordPress?
I have one more, and I'm going with 20 this time. 20 people we both know will change jobs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mine is similar in the sense of the concept, but way lower number. And mine is two people we know will join Automattic.
Oh, okay. That could happen. Automatic is always hiring.
Always hiring.
I mean, you can never keep track. Every time you're like, how many people?
They're up to 650.
Automatic have now.
650.
It's always like another 100 every time.
I mean, if they want to buy, get options, and, you know, acquire talent, let me know. To have like, an automatic.
They can't afford this show.
The automatic podcast. That'd be cool. I wonder why they don't have a podcast.
I don't know.
I'll make a call. All right. Well, that's all I have. You know, that's what I'm out.
I'm hoping that Winds of Winter will be published in 2018.
What's
the next Game of Thrones book?
Never read them. Never seen the show.
I'm really hoping that gets published. And maybe the Cleveland Browns will get a win in 2018.
My Niners are looking much better all of a sudden with our new quarterback. Love him. Well, let me rephrase that. Really think he's good.
that Tom Brady backup guy?
Yeah. How's Brady doing these days?
Just fine.
Yeah, okay, whatever. but he's getting old, you know. Garoppolo. We got Jimmy Garoppolo.
So. You know where he went to college? University of Michigan.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. That's where legends are born.
Wow. So I won't bring up the pain points. So I'll just leave. I'll let you live in that little glow.
You're bringing them up now. Why? So negative.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it, I guess, for our predictions. We'll review this in a year, and we'll have to add some points. So maybe a 1 to 5 scale. But give it, you know, kind of self. I don't know. Figure that out.
Sure. Yeah. If you have any commentary. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You want to wrap us up?
Yeah. Listener, we love you. And 2018 is going to be a great year where we get to know each other much better and we answer a lot of your burning questions. You're going to cite the Get Options podcast as an asset to your business because of all the amazing advice we provide. So send those questions with of all the struggles that you have, the confusion you're encountering. Maybe you're getting beginners asking hard questions at your meetup group. Maybe you're getting employees who are struggling with tasks you think should be simple. Maybe you're having clients or customers whining about something and it's just driving you crazy. How do you deal with these problems? Well, you ask us and we give you the answers. We give you options. So send those questions our way. Questions at getoptionspodcast.com is our email address. It's always open and welcome. You can go to our website, getoptionspodcast.com, and record a voicemail. We'll play your beautiful voice on the air for everyone else to hear. Or you can punch something into our contact form anonymously. You can also follow us on social media for the occasional tweet, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll tweet something eventually. I don't know. You can follow me on Twitter if you want.
You're over at Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm on Twitter at Hey Adam Silver. Also over at KitchenSinkWP.com. And we as a channel are Twitter over at @get_options. And I think that anything else you want to say?
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And again, thanks for being such an awesome participant of this show.
Yay.